Bitcoin, a concise guide for understanding what Bitcoin is and what you can do with it. Written by Bill Rogers. Narrated by Ryan Price.
Chapter 1. Figuring out what cryptocurrencies are. You may have heard of cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency, or crypto assets. The remarkable thing is that they are all the same thing. This is going to be a trade of currency that is going to utilize the controlling of units that are going to be created through negotiations. Cryptocurrencies are digital currencies that will cover topics such as Ethereum and Bitcoin. The very first digital currency that worked with a decentralized system was Bitcoin, which happened back in 2009. Ever since Bitcoin came out, other cryptocurrencies have come out as well, such as altcoins and Ethereum. Altcoins are going to be an alternative of Bitcoins. Like it was just mentioned, the cryptocurrency program is going to be decentralized, and it is going to work on a blockchain where each negotiation will be located on a block. The fact that it runs on a blockchain makes it to where it is not going to run like a traditional bank. This is also going to make it different than typical banks because a traditional bank is going to run on a centralized system. It was in 1998 that an anonymous electronic cash system was first published by Mr. Wei Dai, which was called B-Money. It was not long after that Bitgold came out by Nick Szabo, which was released in an effort to work with solutions that are pieced together before they become published. The currency system is going to be based on the consumer's proof of work, which made it to where the evidence of work could be reused. And it was Hal Finney who collaborated with the currencies that Dai and Szabo came up with so that he could create Bitcoin, which is the cryptocurrency we know so much about today. Bitcoin's founder was Nakamoto, and he used a cryptographic system that worked on the system of proof of work. Namecoin was made to try and collaborate with a DNS and make it to where it worked off a decentralized system. However, by doing this, it made the internet censorship harder. However, it did not take long after Namecoin was published that Litecoin was issued. These types of cryptocurrencies ended up using script so that they could operate properly. And, yet again, a hybrid coin was born which was known by the name of Peercoin. Although several platforms have been developed through the decentralized system, does not mean that they were able to become successful, and that is part of the reason that you do not hear of them nowadays. In August of 2014, the United Kingdom stated that they were going to study how cryptocurrencies played an effect on the economy to see if it would be more beneficial to use cryptocurrencies. It was shown that using cryptocurrency was beneficial, and you are going to be able to use cryptocurrency at some of the shops and restaurants that the United Kingdom has to offer. However, you cannot use it everywhere. It was in the same year that the second generation of platforms for cryptocurrency was published. Some of these platforms were Ethereum, NXT, and Monero. These platforms offered some advanced operations that would allow the consumer to use smart contracts and stealth addresses. Cryptocurrencies have also been known to threaten the price of credit for traditional financial institutions. There are more trades that are occurring with cryptocurrencies, and it is quickly becoming apparent that the customers of traditional banks are losing confidence in fiduciary currencies. This is going to cause a lot of difficulties to occur for the financial institution when it comes to gathering data to look and figure out what is taking place in the economy. This data is then given to the government in order for them to steer the economy in the direction that they want it to go. One senior banking officer has said, "Widespread use of cryptocurrency makes it more difficult for statistical agencies to gather the economic data that they require." It was in February of 2014 that the first Bitcoin ATM was launched by Jordan Kelly, who is actually the founder of RoboCoin. The ATM.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?